spinning bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach.
Wake up in rain. Wake up everybody, it's a Parker Pathway.
They're the ones who's coming, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Parker Pathways, Dr. Win Parker, and wake up everybody. This is September 30th, 2007, and one little observational and commental things is that terrorists in this country can talk at universities and do what they need to do to put out their point of view under the guise of the First Amendment of the Constitution. But people in science and people that are trying to do something in terms of medical science or developing a new biological concept have to keep quiet. Can't talk, can't do things to tell people exactly what's going on in terms of how they're going to get around some little hotbed stories like over 55 tons of E. coli meted recalls, Impro, Tops, corporations calling in meat from E. coli. No, we're not supposed to talk about that. I was told that yesterday. Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. Well, at the same time, you have someone who is in front of the United Nations and has done this for 3 years from Iran. It's all he on Iran around the begot. Is Abai on is my. What that is the Iranian language, which says our Mahdi is coming at the end of the year. And the shorthand sentence is that you're a dead duck. Our call in number is 800-313-9443, and we're going to discuss what we're not supposed to talk about. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and wake up, everybody.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and September 30th, 2007. And one point of note on the Iranian director of Iran being in America and going to Venezuela and signing the $1 billion money deal to give Venezuela what's called guerrilla money. There was a president of the United States signed an executive order on July 17th, and what it's quite lengthy, but with its main title is blocking property of certain persons who threaten the stabilization efforts in Iraq, and this is a very far-reaching executive order that affects the interchange of a lot of subjects that tie in together in one form or another, and have to do with the concepts of what I've been talking about in terms of biodiversity. And the concept is that we're losing our species, and a little bit of the time, gene pools, conceptual ideas, false science in terms of how the environment is treated, how the food is treated, how the water is treated. And this is why I'm placing together the concept of the National Amendment and initiative, which is toilet to tap to table. And toilet to tap has been around for some time, it was always promoted in such a way where the environmentalist particularly wanted it one particular way, thinking that they understood toilet to tap, what that really meant. But we're going to have the interaction of the politics and the health balances and also the stock markets and all the rest of it that we integrate on Parker Pathways. And essentially, the president executive order of July 17th really prevents these kinds of discussions. So I'm doing three things on the show today. Formalizing the first step, the national movement for the United States public to rise up and be against recycled water as being blended in our drinking water. And every university and every bureaucrat and senator is going to be against it. And I've added the word table, toilet to tap to table, because the water is irrigating our foods. I've talked about a lot of the chemistry of that. But we're going to take it up a notch. And if it's possible for other countries in Afghanistan, the Italians, and even the Germans and the Iranians can discuss at any time the mass destruction of populations due to the control of air, food, and water. And, of course, the water has the deteriorated uranium in it, which is necessary to make that whole system work. But you can't do that in America now. So we're going to do it anyway on Parker Pathways. And I'm going to go into this later in the show. I got off a little track there because I wanted to make that point, set that in place. I wanted to mention the passing of Jerry Dean. He was a jazz DJ for disc jockey for some, 50 years, I believe. He died on September 5th of a heart attack. And he'd been dealing with kidney failure for a long time. He was 75 years old, one of the most versatile disc jockeys on jazz, and really started the whole concept of jazz being on the radio and played in such a way that it vitalized your soul. Okay, we're going to get down to the other aspect of the Environmental Protection Agency wants to place in the water as a toxic fumigant methyl iodine as a substitute for a pesticide called methyl bromide, which I've discussed several times. And this is one of the most objectionable acts of an idoacetic acid byproduct in the water that should be absolutely opposed on every level. And this should be blocked, opposed, and essentially this is the reason why I want a grand jury of science and technology to have another process by which to go in and make these decisions of analyzing the data to see the extent of literally the economy of scale and epidemiology of statistics is how many people will die from this one decision. This is 37 decisions that have been made since 1998 that by the government and the EPA and the FDA that have killed people. We don't know how many. That's the only problem with those kinds of discussions. But this is very bad. Methyl iodine, and it's an iodide that will be a substitute to work, and this goes into the plants, and then this will go into the cycle system of the recycled water, which has medical consequences, of which I've talked on many shows on on this subject. The whole concept here of trying to say that the FDA is doing what it can, it wants to have more food safety powers. In his testimony in closed-door peer review systems in the past few weeks. And this also is a result of Mike Leavitt of Health and Human Services working on the food import system, which they consider outdated and inadequate, which it is. Mike Leavitt, however, was one of the people that signed off a long time ago when he was director of the EPA on many of these products that we have that are cancerous in our water today. He's never brought to task on it. In fact, he's received rewards for it. And this is another example of the FDA marrying themselves with other legal entities through the federal court system to control. It's not called food safety as much as it is food control. And the food control system is based on the fact that we get a lot of our foods now from other countries, and by 40% of what we're bringing into the country is from other countries, and we get contaminated wheat flour. We get that's from China most of the time. About 60% of our flour coming in that we use for our pastries are from China. Contaminated peanut butter from Ecuador. We have a Russia trade agreement to bring in foods that you don't even want to know about. In fact, I'm not even going to mention them. And the whole process of this is that the forces at work in science, this is another thing we're not supposed to talk about, is called nanopackaging. And what this is a way by which you put a specialized chip, an RID chip, in the food and the packaging so as to detect if there are any contaminants. An international treaty concept of the food safety situation that's being discussed on the world stage right now is based upon what kind of chip that's going to be. The research is already worked out in phase one for putting the chip in the food and on the packages to determine these contaminations. There's nothing wrong with the idea of determining contaminations, but what I call it is selective nanochip packaging, which has great implications as to how the chip will be regenerated within the food supply, which will end up being in the human body. I plan to do another show on that. I think last year I did a show, not as much time I should have spent on discussing that, but I knew this was coming. And an unrelated incident, it doesn't look like it has anything to do with food, but it has to do with health. There's a gymnasium in California called Gold Gyms. Gold Gym is a very large syndicated gymnasium. And people in Northern California, I won't mention the town, might be too shameful, but objected to the American flag in the lobby. And so the Gold Gym had to take down their American flag. Well, most of the people that are in those gyms are taking these food supplements, and they're taking these products that are brought into these food safety international agreements. You can't take a bottle, you can't look at it and think without seeing it come from another country. And I just find it interesting that we live in America where people object to the American flag in the lobby of a building in the first place, a private enterprise the second place, and the third time it's in a health gym. I find it fascinating. But the leader of Iran can say that the Mahdi, which is their Jesus, coming to the end of the third year and making Tehran ready for him so he can go to war. I find that interesting, too.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways, and this is Dr. Wynn Parker, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. My email is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and you can leave your request there. I'm still answering questions from many shows ago and grouping all of these emails into groups so that everyone gets an answer eventually. I want to repeat myself to understand this, so you understand how I feel about the national movement that's placed in there, that I've gone into. It's Toilet to Tap to Table Initiative in the United States of America. And as far as I'm concerned, the focus of this is it's a threat to our biodiversity. It makes global warming issues pale by comparison. If you have a dwindling in the variety of life on this planet as a result of contaminated water and then guise it under the concept of reusable water, which has been a plan for a long time, and you're taking sewage water and placing it in under the guise of saying we're going to have an independent pipe, like you're doing in New York, like you're doing in Cincinnati, like you're doing in Baltimore, and really believe that. An independent pipe means a different industrial complex and real estate development. But if you because they have the water. They can promise it. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that the idea, for instance, of Santa Clara, California, discussing the idea of using recycled water as for drinking water and putting it into the concept of having it as a model program is something that should be challenged in federal court, and it's going to go nationally on this show. And I don't care about the President Bush's order about anything. I don't care about that. The president's fine. I swore I never talk against my president, and that's not my point. My point is that we need my other movement, which is the Grand Jury of Science and Technology, to be able to make a decision if there is a culpable action in these decisions in terms of how it affects millions of people. I am not really exposing to my audience really the figures that I do know of how many people that have been affected. But I don't think that you're going to go very far without having an understanding if you look at the obituary columns. See how people are dying at earlier ages, dying in their sleep, dying on the, while they're doing treadmills, dying on the tank of their walking to work, dying while they're on trains. They find bodies today on trains, going people going to work. Just heart attack. I mean, you don't understand it. 40-year-old, 50-year-olds, and the rest of it. But in some countries, they call it the body index. So, because so many people are dying on this planet, the whole thing that are young, that are younger, that have other factors. All of this is tied together. It's tied together in the concept I've covered on many shows. Is the fact of the politics, the legal and the medical implications of all these court cases and the medical decision and how it's happening. What we have here is a threat to our biodiversity, and we're doing it because we're killing off indirectly the species that are dependent to perform the services, what I call it, performing the services of taking care of waste. Providing nutrients in the nutrient cycle in science, water purification. There are some bacteria and biotechnology that can handle that. Oxygen production. All of these things are part of the species interaction that are affecting us directly. We're also urinating out. I've talked about this in many ways. How the endocrine disruptors and other kinds of biosphenol, phthalates, triclosan, phthalates, biophenol A, all these things that are connected out to bromide molecules that are in the water. We cannot depend on the people that say we're doing a great job at $600,000 a year so I can look at a gauge. You have to take this into the concept. This needs to be taken on toilet to tap to table initiative nationally as a threat to our biodiversity. It's in our food as a religion. You have to close to do that in order to make an understanding in your brain cell as to exactly what's going on. We're taking water and changing it. I'm going to go into the show on discussion of this as the show progresses. But the point is, you have a Senate bill for $23 billion in water projects. You have the whole thing that's going to go to the President of the United States. He's promised he's going to veto it. All right. Now, the whole thing comes down to the fact that it is true that the President is making a technical observation that it's way over budget and there are too many personal projects and the whole thing that it goes with those kind of vetoes. But the Senate has voted in such a way to indicate what is called a veto-proof margin. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that the $23 billion, as it's spread, still does not take care of what I made in the estimate when I first started Partner Pathways and even before that time. Remember, on the chloramine causes collateral health damage, I was talking about the fact of how ammonia we're setting into place as a different molecule in the human body. None of that $23 billion addresses that from the water contamination. We'll come back at the other end of the break, and we'll present how the government's doing this a little at a time in the recycled blended water system.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and there is a, in order to attach a figure on what I came up with 3 years ago in the $1.5 trillion it would take to repair the infrastructure of the United States of America. I was told by senators that they knew that figure, but they said we're going to get the public to pay for it. They said, and that's it, because the Iraqi war would cost by June, which would have been this year. June of this year, because this was this conversation I had 3 years ago, and the Iraqi war would be $1.5 trillion. Well, last Wednesday in closed circuit and in the Senate cloture, the budget and public debt is $9.8 trillion and rising. 57% a day. We have a call in from John in Tennessee. John, are you there?
I am, Dr. Wynn.
Hello, John. Thanks for calling the show.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call. I had the debt at about 9.7 about 3 months ago. But it's only money. I mean, Yeah, we don't have it anyway.
That's the official figure that was in. And they did it in a closed room, John. They did it in a closed room off the Senate floor.
The only thing shocking is the truth, isn't it? The reason I called, I've got a question about E. coli. We're hearing so much about it. How is a person to know whether they have had it? What are the symptoms?
Well, the symptoms of E. coli, is what you're talking about? Yeah. Well, a lot of E. coli is not truly harmful. Some forms of it aren't. There are several strains that are not harmful. But there are other strains that are. And they're very toxic. And diarrhea, of course, is one, and fever. And you know the phrase called deathly sick? You feel like you're deathly sick? That's a symptom of E. coli. And sometimes you may have an hour to live. You may have 40 days to live. It runs in 40-day cycles, and if you live that long, and the whole thing comes down to the fact that when you get the excessive diarrhea and the fever, and you feel deathly sick, like your stomach and your intestine is going south. I mean, they're departing each other inside the body. That means that bacteria is producing the toxins that are killing off all the lactobacilli in your intestine. So what has to happen is that you need to be able to flush your body out to be able to work it out. You have to find ways to get it flushed out. Do not take something to stop the diarrhea, because it'll end up accumulating the toxins in the body and it'll get worse.
So once you're over it, you're better off to do like a probiotic and replace the
bacteria. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And a good way to do that is very simple, is to get the maximum amount of lactobacillus and they're usually the capsules are a little more dissolvable, so you can get 20 to 30 lactobacillus in one capsule. That's the one you get, and take them. I feel strongly that people should be taking 4 lactobacillus capsules a day, no matter what, and do it for the rest of their life.
Well, I actually take about 2 a day, but the reason I ask is I had a rough few days last week. Physically, I felt fine, but my system was really, really under the weather.
Yeah.
I felt good, but I mean...
I know. That's that sickness I'm talking about. In other words, it's almost hard to put it into words as to exactly what you do feel. But the problem is,
really, you're not talking about like you're dying, like you might feel with terminal coccyx or anything like that.
No, no. And the thing is,
you're talking about your intestines.
Yeah, and the thing is, what's happening with the food today is the food is not totally, in my opinion, safe. Period. I don't care what the government says and the rest of it, and how they want this presented. But the whole thing is that when you eat out today, a lot of people that eat out are susceptible themselves to all kinds of questionable hygienic presentations, and you don't know where you're getting the E. coli from, what human, and then is it and what animal. You don't know if they've cooked the meat well enough. You don't know how they're working, and also you don't know if the person in the kitchen is got hepatitis C or A or B. You just don't know. And so it's all part of that hygienic practice. Even though hepatitis is separate than E. coli, it's the habit of not being clean that is what we're talking about here.
Right. All right. Well, I appreciate it. I want one other thing, if we can go off subject for a moment. I know last week you were talking about the North American Union.
Yes.
And I've been doing a little bit of background research into it. I found some interesting things. This is not the first time that this has been attempted. Were you aware of that?
Yes, I was. I am.
Back in the 1880s, they tried it.
Yeah.
It was with the Continental Union.
The Continental Union, yeah. And they almost got away with it. if it hadn't been for a subject that came out from a copy of sentences from the Magna Carta, which was sentences that were placed in the Constitution. And, yeah, they almost got away with it.
Surprisingly enough, who was behind it then was Andrew Carnegie and Cecil Rhodes.
Yeah.
So take into consideration for those that are listening today, and I know this is off topic.
No, you're totally right. You're totally correct, John, and you're totally right. And another thing, the Carnegies wanted their main bank in Canada.
Well, they wanted a union between Canada and America, and Cecil Rhodes wanted it between Britain and Canada and America.
Yeah.
Fortunately, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But we're going down the same road, and if you look further, even into Mussolini and the fascism in Italy, the Patriot Act is a carbon copy of what Mussolini had put in place back then. So don't be deceived, America. They're doing their best to bring us right down the same path.
That's absolutely right, and it's as I opened the show, the idea, as an example, that the Iranian dictator can say they weren't going to have his Mahdi return to Earth and Tehran and the Tehran and it'll be the beginning of the end times. And the only way that they can do that is to have a world conflict, so as to have the Mahdi come in and try to make peace and overtake the world. But the whole process of being able to have somebody say that, and people like ourselves who are trying to make a change in the world for the better, cannot talk about the religious implications of what the North American Trade Agreement really is talking about. In other words, to try to control global warming issues, to try to control the food and water system and our defense system under the guise of protecting us under the Bioterrorist Act, then attaching it to the Patriot Act. So I find that we're being legally suppressed. We're being legally suppressed in a way that we shouldn't be. This is the one time in America of all times, like the Second World War, we should be talking about this.
Well, see, and we're shocked when we hear Ahmadinejad talk about the Mahdi coming, okay? But yet we have this media, the Sean Hannitys and the Bill O'Reillys and the Fox and all the other networks, they're shocked to hear Ahmadinejad talk about the Mahdi. But yet, for the last 200 years, this corporativism has been working in the background to bring about the very conflict that they claim they're trying to get away, to do away with.
That's right.
And no one is saying anything.
That's right.
I don't know when you were in the military. I was in the 70s. We supplied Iran aircraft and trained pilots. We supplied Iraq arms and munitions. And in 1980, they were warring with one another, but they were both our friends. But this fair and balanced media, whether it's CNN or Fox or whoever the majority of Americans turn to get the so-called truth, there's no mention of it. Keep America fat, dumb, happy, give them their beer and their plasma TVs and some football, and we can do whatever they want.
I'll give you an idea as to something about myself, about when we were in the military. I rode in the Shahs of Iran's plane when we took it over.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked.
Special Forces.
Yeah, and to know, you take this fellow that's running Iran now, he was on our picture list that we carried in our jackets to take that guy out. And because of the Carter amendments, who sat there for 12 days and didn't make a decision, and we lost hundreds of people trying to free those people. And
well,
the whole thing, and when we came back on the Shah's plane, John, it was gold. Gold toilets, gold tables, gold-trimmed chairs, if you had, there was enough gold there, if you melted it down, you would be able to support the country of Iran for 10 years.
Well, you know, it's a shame that people do not realize that, and I, you know, I love America, but we have made, we didn't begin the mess in the Middle East, but we certainly have contributed to keeping chunking the coal on the fire.
Over but the there. Thing is, that's right, but the thing, you're absolutely right, but the whole thing is, there's another issue here, and the issue is bioterrorism. And the whole fact, they never deviated from the fact they were ahead of America on that one, because we were giving them information to promote that. So anytime anybody says that this is an unjust war is missing the whole point. If we do not do something in terms of what we're talking about here on the show today, for instance, in terms of how to have what I'm calling the toilet, the tap-to-table initiative, which is a threat to biodiversity, if we do not take a stand here, we're going to be controlled what we eat and what our medical situation is in this country that's happening in the Mideast. And that's the truth of it.
And I agree. I don't want to take too much of your time on your program, so I'll...
No, but I appreciate your calling, John, and I think that I'm glad that you brought the continental issue up, because the public just doesn't... a lot of people just don't know about it. And I mean, listen, you call the show again, John, and thank you for listening.
All right,
and by the way, how do you like my bumper music? Wake up, everybody.
You know, I get a kick out of it. When I hear you sing that, I think he's a little bit like I am.
Wake up, everybody.
It's great that you can have a good time singing your intro.
Yeah. Well, keep up the good work, and tap the table, John. That's the
initiative.
All right,
sir. Thank you.
Okay, John. Thanks. Listen, we're going to, this is just an opportunity to, after John's call, to let the audience know about a book that I think that should be recommended reading for my listeners. It's a book called The Forgotten Man, and it's A New History of the Great Depression is the title. The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression by Amity Shales, S-H-A-L-E-S, actually, her name is spelled Amity Shalelis, but it's Shales is how you pronounce it, S-H-L-A-E-S. And what she's done is indicated the fact that this bestseller is talking about the concept of how we all got into the public utilities law and the Social Security law and the Workman's Progress Administration, and how that was worked through the Roosevelt years and how that worked through. There's a great interest in America today for national service, but the whole process is that we've implemented, people say, well, I want to see Social Security, I want to see health care, I want to see that. They don't realize that, as I said, in the chloramine causes collateral health damage, which you can get on the homepage of our Republic Broadcasting, I am saying it that and accurately that the utility commissions say that we're really human processing plants. We're doing the job that they should be doing and trying to figure out how we're developing engineering in such a way to make ourselves live longer or even be able to survive from day to day. The whole process of the public utilities law and the whole process of the Works Progress Administration was based upon the concept of being able to control the water and food. People don't realize that. And you know who the forgotten man is, as far as I'm concerned? The forgotten man, in my opinion, in today's world, are the grandchildren. The forgotten people are the grandchildren. They're going to pay in health and life and concepts and engineering and science, because it's a science and technology world. And if we do not have a grand jury system to be able to determine who's making the decisions correctly, or at least close to being correct in terms of being able to develop what we eat and what we grow in our food, toilet to tap to table, how you use that water system and work it through, we're going to end up with what are called, and I've talked about many times, is a gene system, a change in the human body. Genes make amino acids. Genes make proteins in our body. And the signal of the gene determines the protein cycle. That determines your life. That determines the rhythm of your life. That determines what you can eat, what you can heal with, what you can do, how you think, how your brain works, how your consciousness works in the neurons of the brain is totally controlled by gene signals that make proteins. This is the present state of the art. If we do not have a way to understand how we have been dependent on the government, we will not know how to get away from the government. Our grandchildren are going to feel it. And that's the forgotten man as far as I'm concerned. Amity Shaley's The Forgotten Man, A New History of the Great Depression. I recommend it for your reading. And then we get into the next hour. We're going to be talking about recycled water.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Ann Parker. September 30th, 2007. Because of time constraints, we can't go into a lot of the treated sewage contaminations that are going to be blended into our drinking water to make regular water, because everybody says, well, the politicians say, well, it's not legal to have recycled water as drinking water. But all the plans and everything on the boards indicate this, and it's coming out full scale. It's going to take at least $5 million to get the toilet to tap to table threat to biodiversity act, which I'm going to put together, put into force. There's filing fees. There's the concept. We need national petitions, which is also a petition for the Grand Jury of Science and Technology for us to make reviews on the decisions that are made by bureaucrats. And the other point that I'm putting into the constitutional amendment of the United States, that we have a right to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols. And when I say medical protocols, I'm talking about real medical tests and concepts and decisions that are made that are under government control. If you want to have health care, you're going to have the government involved in some way. So we need some way to control this in such a way that we make the decisions and make the tests. Because the way we have it now, most patients that are coming in are eliminated. They're told to go out the door and die, and some of them are told that completely. The science theory on the treated sewage concept is the shorthand, this statement that the chemicals, even in the mixed amounts, like I talked about on the last Parker Pathway show, are mixed. When they mix in the body, they pose a threat to our health. And that's a shorthand version. I had to write a fast sentence because I've run out of time on the first hour. But the point is, the whole concept of what it does to us personally and causing cancer, colon cancer, bladder cancer, lung cancer, as a result of recycled water systems, is based upon the fact that the reclaimed water is dangerous. It mixes with the other waters that are in our body. And the whole point is that ammonia itself is a molecular angular structure similar to water. So you add the chloramine causing the cloud of health damage is based on the concept that we have to process it a different way. And of course, we've had many shows on the health studies that have been done with the addition of chloramine and chlorine, which is chemical studies that the government doesn't want anyone to know about now. But the recycled water system, as far as the government's concerned, they want to use chlorine to disinfect it. And we're going to get into that in the next hour as to how bogus this becomes because of the theory under the university system and the government system say, well, the recycled water is essentially like distilled water. When you change the dielectric or the conductivity of water and you place it as recycled water and place that in your body, what's going to happen here is that your electrolyte system will not be able to function. And you can't add something to that kind of water to make that work. Distilled water, is like distilled water? No, it is not like distilled water only, and that's a technical statement that's correct, but the rest of the sentence is it loses a different conductivity. So the sewage water, with all of the other chemicals that they say they take out, they don't take it out. They change the ion of them. And that is the electron of them. So what you end up with is a recycled water system blended with the water system with a different ion conductivity. Water's electrical. You can't live without it. We're going to come back into the next hour, and we're going to have medical exposés of recycled water and other issues that directly relate to your survival. Call in is 313-944-3, 800 number, 313-944-3, and my email.